This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and I am semi-popular, but not as popular as the SEALs in Connecticut have been. One in particular came to shore, I guess he was just doing a little tourism sightseeing of New Haven, and now he's over at Mystic, just making sure he's okay, making sure everything's good. So joining me today is a Mystic Aquarium Animal Rescue Technician, Alexandra Kajikaro. Alexandra, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today.
So we all seen the pictures. The seal is world famous. And like how I was reading some stories, seals seem to be quite the tourists here in Connecticut.
Yeah, he certainly found out his love for the city and just stuck with it. But he gave us a bit of a run for our money. We were kind of watching him for a few days. We had gotten a call about him over in Guilford, and he had kind of come up out of the sound and decided to make a nice little marsh grass bed for himself overnight. And the homeowner that I spoke with was very generous and kind and checked on him the next morning for us, but he was gone. And you could see there was a little impression in the grass where he'd been, snoozing that evening, and there was a little trail back to the water. And then we didn't really hear anything for another day or two. And then on Friday, he showed up on a little beach in Brantford, but he wasn't feeling super adventurous that day. He just decided to sun himself on the beach in the sand. And we had some volunteers go down and set up some signage and monitor him and just make sure that people were being respectful and keeping their distance, allowing him to rest, but also that, he was still showing signs of normal resting behaviors. When we're watching these seals in the field, we look for signs of them being alert and responsive. We want to see them, stretching and looking around, alerting themselves to people's presence. And he was doing all those things. He was a little bit on the thin side, but it wasn't super concerning for the age that he is. This is a young gray seal pup, and he's at the age where he should have been weaned from his mother, meaning that he's done nursing with her and is out just trying to figure out life on his own and start feeding and everything. So we weren't really concerned initially, and then he went back in the water on his own that evening. And on Saturday, he showed back up. He came up out of the sound again next to a restaurant, and decided to just beeline it into the neighborhood back there, and was kind of bopping around down the street and up on people's lawns and in their backyards. And so our volunteers monitored him for maybe like 20 minutes or so, and it didn't really seem like he was going to be able to either find his way back or if he even wanted to, because he was just going deeper into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So on Saturday, they relocated him to a new beach. We took him over to Lighthouse Point Park, released him on that beach there and monitored him for another hour or two. And he was still being really active and alert and bopping around on the beach. He ended up going back into the water. And then lo and behold, less than a few hours later, we got another call that he was on another beach and had hunkered down underneath somebody's porch. And this was the day that we were getting that bad snowstorm. Mm-hmm. So since he was deep under the porch, our volunteers couldn't really get to him, and he was safe under there and was still showing, you know, good signs of being responsive and active. So we opted to just leave him overnight. And when our volunteers went back the next morning, he was no longer there. But a couple of calls later, we found out he was, you know, in the middle of downtown New Haven. So he got didn't want to leave.
He's made the rounds. So two questions. We'll start with the fun one. So he's been from Guilford to New Haven, and we keep referring to him as he. Do you guys, like, when this happens, do you give him fun, air quote, pet names? Like, could we name him Pizza or, like, Houdini or something?
Yeah. So generally with our seals that we take in for rehab, you know, we want them to stay wild. We want them to be released back out to the ocean without too much, human habituation. We want them to stay averse to us and to anything that's kind of related to people. So we do end up naming them once it gets a little bit closer to their release. But with this guy, you know, he gained so much popularity that, you know, the police department had a nickname for him, and the neighborhood that he was bopping around in had some nicknames for him. And so the New Haven Police Department ended up posting a voting poll on their Instagram page. And so a few of the names that are up for vote right now are Chappie, because he was found on Chapel Street. Tyler is the other one, because that's the name of the officer that had found him in that intersection. And then the last two names were Vinny, because he was found close to, an Italian section of New Haven. And then the last option was River, because he came up out of the river over there and kind of up under the highway. And that's how we got to that little intersection. So okay. I believe the poll should still be up on their Instagram if people want to go.
Yeah, definitely. vote on everything in this country. So
yeah,
vote on a name for this adorable little seal. So
I know he needs one with all the personality he has.
Oh my gosh. Now, is this common? Like, how is this something that's just kind of always been, but under the radar, but publicity and social media has sparked more awareness? Or is this a rare thing?
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it is pretty common for this species of seals, when they're at this age, they are pretty adventurous, and they'll go really deep into the dunes or into the marsh to, you know, get away from the older adult seals or to hunker down in bad weather. So it is pretty common for them to travel pretty far distances, even on land. However, you know, our shorelines are so developed. We have so much, coastal development and infrastructure along our shores now. And so what they're usually used to is a bit different. And so what they're just kind of following their own instinct. But obviously the environment around them is not built to to support them. I feel like we have a couple funny cases like this every year. Last year we had a little gray seal that was all around, bopping all around Seaside Park in Bridgeport. And we had a police officer that was just kind of able to get out there and just kind of monitor him and just make sure that any cars that were driving by or, you know, people walking kept their distance, because he was just kind of all over the park for a couple hours and then he went back in the water and that was it for him for the day.
Connecticut's got a very nice shoreline, so it's interesting that,
yeah.
I mean, these animals, they just want to visit too. And again, joining me talking this morning about our gray seal that's been from Guilford to New Haven and all places in between is aquarium rescue technician Andrea Kajikaro with Mystic Aquarium. So, you know, how did you get into this? Like, were you one of those kids running up and down the seashore trying to find how did you land into this position?
Yeah, I definitely was one of those kids running up and down the seashore growing up. I grew up going to the ocean with my family and just grew up with a real love and passion for our, not only our ocean environment, but our, you know, our community and, you know, where we grow up and where we live. It's so important to give back to that community. And I feel like the ocean itself, you know, there's so much intersection between what's happening out in the ocean and what's happening here on land. And I know with our rehabilitation program, you know, we are kind of focusing on the individual animals, but those individual animals are able to tell us so much about what's going on out in the field with the population of the species population that they come from, or, you know, just the ocean environment in general, you know, where we found them and everything that they are, you know, have going on, whether it's an illness or an injury, tells us a little bit about, you know, what we can do to better that environment that they come from and that we rely on so much. And so, I went to the University of Rhode Island for undergrad, and I was a marine bio minor and a pre-veterinary major, and decided that I really enjoyed the wildlife rehabilitation and conservation side of things, and feel really lucky that I get to do this every day.
Well, that's pretty cool. And I mean, like you said, it's, you know, it's a community effort. And one of the things you guys have coming up, March 8th, if anyone, any, I mean, we all will say we're hearty New Englanders down to our soul, but if you are really a hearty New Englander and you want to help out, you guys have something coming up March 8th for those crazy people. I might be one of them included.
I know. We'll see if we can convince you. But yeah, if anybody's interested, we host an annual fundraiser every winter. It's a polar plunge that we call Freezing for a Reason. And, you know, no pressure. If the cold water plunge is not for you, we'll still have a lot of fun hanging out in the restaurant. We're going to be at Esker Point. And the Fisherman Restaurant is generous enough to allow us to kind of use their space in the morning while we're out there. So I believe the registration link is still up. And if you're not interested in plunging, you can still kind of just, you know, register and come and support and have some fun with us on the beach that day.
it's a cool, the polar plunges are cool. This year has been definitely a polar year. So hopefully, you know,
that's for sure.
You can get some people out there. Maybe I'll stop by. Maybe I'll take the polar plunge. Oh, I do have the beard and everyone tells me I look like a Viking. So maybe this year I'll have to, you know, man up and jump in to support some of the local wildlife. And what you guys do down there at Mystic, I've been going there for years, you know, going back to elementary school and field trips. I've dragged the teenagers down there because it is a cool place. And I mean, it is a world renowned place that's kind of right here in our backyard. Unfortunately, I don't think enough people realize it and go enjoy it enough.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, you know, we have such a big presence here, but then it's also kind of hard to get our message out sometimes. So,
So if anyone wants more information, you can head over to mysticaquarium.org. There's the link there for Freezing for a Reason. Again, joining me this morning is Mystic Aquarium Animal Rescue Technician Alexandra Kajikaro. Alexandra, the work you're doing is awesome, and I it's tough. I mean, it's not like the animals can like tell you what's going on. So for you guys and all your, you know, your coworkers to still want to do this, and it's got to be frustrating sometimes. You can't just be like, what hurts, you know? So to be able to do it day in and day out, there's definitely some satisfaction. And I know me and all of the listeners appreciate what you guys are doing down there. And it's an awesome thing. And I thank you for keeping an eye on our little guy. And if people want, you can head over to the, you can find the poll, the New Haven Police Department on their Instagram. It is still there as of the time of this. So vote on them. My guess isn't there. You know, I would have liked pizza or Houdini, but, you know, we'll take
what we can get. Yeah. Yeah, we had a few other, Sally and Pepe was being thrown around for a little bit there.
Okay,
but
I can see it. Yeah. So Alexandra, I appreciate you taking the time talking to me this morning, because it's work like you're doing, and it's places like Mystic Aquarium that people need to get out and view. They're going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.